Obviously devastating news with a teammate going down like that. Which, first of all, what was your reaction to Elvis's situation right now?
I was just sad for him. I know how, you know, important this year probably for a guy like Elvis. I really just was sad for him. You know, I caught a few tears in my eyes, but, you know, that's part of it. That's football. I mean, when I broke my ankle and Doc told me I wasn't going to play no more this year, it was tough. But I worked through it, and Elvis is every bit as tough as I am and as motivated as I am, and that's pretty apparent. So, you know, I don't think this would be nothing but a little stepping stone for Doomerville.
Speaking of your own motivation, in that same vein, what is the opportunity now for you to have to step up across 56?
Well, it's huge, Joe. It's important to me. This means a lot. You know, I want to step up, you know, for Coach McDaniels and Mr. Bowling, you know, for Wink. And Coach Fife, you know, I want to just, you know, do good for all of them. But most importantly, you know, I want to do good for myself, you know. Like, it's important to me now, and everything happened for a reason. And, you know, when there's opportunities in front of you like this, you know, you can't let them pass. You can't, you know, let a day go by without feeling like you didn't give it your all before you laid down at nighttime. So, you know, that's my focus, you know. You know, I had an ability, and, you know, if I keep working at it like this, you know, I'll be just fine, and, you know, I'll be able to help out just fine.
Jarvis, how much different is your confidence? I mean, Josh kept talking about how much better, how great you've been. And, I mean, it happens at a time when the team really needs you.
You know, that's part of it. Everything happened for a reason. You know, my confidence is pretty high. You know, I'm never relaxed out here, but, you know, I'm pretty comfortable in the scheme and this linebacker thing now, and it feel good moving in space. And, I always knew I could do this stuff. And, you know, it's still a long way to go, though, you know. You know, as a team, you know, and myself too. You know, I'm nowhere near I want to be for the first preseason game yet, you know, physically or mentally or, you know, even in the playbook. So we got a long ways to go, especially myself. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself at all because there's no room for that. I just got to take it one day at a time and make sure before I lay down tonight, you know, I put in all the work. And, you know, I worked everybody that, you know, we could play against this year.
Did Josh give you any extra words, like pep talk, or did any of the coaches say anything extra special to you today on that news?
You know, I don't really like to speak on, you know, what the coaches say, you know, inside of the building, because we family. But, you know, a lot of the things was just, you know, be myself, you know. Do good at the things that I'm good at. You know, I can't replace Elvis. He's a Pro Bowler, you know, in my mind, you know, the best pass rusher, you know, that the league has to show today. So there's no replacing him, but, you know, I can, you know, definitely put forth more effort and, you know, be more attention to detail and assignments and, you know, have more of a motor and just be more motivated, you know, to help this team and, you know, this organization out.
Thank you.